Good morning again. I want to thank each of you for being here today as we worship the only true and living God. I'm also here to make an announcement this morning on behalf of the eldership. In August of 2015, we added 4 men to the eldership at Hendersonville. Part of this reason we did this was that we knew that some elders planned in the future to transition from their service as shepherds to another part of service in their lives. Today we announce that 2 of our elders, Dennis Johnson and Rick Fusell, are transitioning out of the eldership. These men have served this congregation faithfully for a combined 20 years. Dennis for 11 years and Rick for 9 years. Both of these men have gone above and beyond in their dedication to the flock here. And it's been an honor to serve with them. In a moment, I'd like to read statements both from Rick and Dennis. Before we do that, would you mind just joining me in recognition to these men for all their years of service to this congregation? Rick states, "It's been an honor and a privilege to have served as an elder in service to this wonderful congregation." He looks forward to many years of service as a member of Hendersonville and the good works done by the people here in the name of Jesus in a service to God. Dennis states, "I have prayerfully decided at this time that I will be transitioning out of the eldership at Hendersonville. It has been a great honor to serve you as an elder and a shepherd for 11 years. Thank you so much for the trust you have placed in me. I will always hold dear in my heart those times you have allowed me to share in your joys and sorrows. Those times that we prayed before surgeries, during the passing of your loved ones, and other difficult times. If in these 11 years I have personally offended or have been a part of making any decision that has hurt or offended you in any way, I am asking you to forgive me. I plan to remain active in the Lord's work here at the church. I will continue to pray for the eldership and this congregation. May God bless us as we work together and move forward in our goal to connecting God to the community. We appreciate the work that Rick and Leanne, Dennis and Sandra have done for this congregation. Hendersonville is a great congregation filled with great people. And thinking of all these years of service that these men have given this congregation, it reminds me of what Paul writes in the first chapter of Philippians, and I'd like to read this to you. "In all my prayers for all of you, I will always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Will you please pray with me as we go ask for God's blessing at this time and the bright future that Hendersonville holds? Bow with me, please. Most holy, righteous Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the many blessings of life, for your church, for your word, and for Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for Rick and Dennis, for the service they have to your church here, Father. Thank you for their Christian example to the community and to their family. Father, we are reminded on occasions like this how much you love us and what you have prepared for our lives in your kingdom. I thank you for what you have done and what you will continue to do as we mold this congregation. We pray for Dennis and Sandra, Rick and Leanne, and are thankful for their desire to continue to serve your church at Hendersonville. We pray that you prepare them for their next steps. Father, we ask you to bless us and guide us as we connect Christ with the community and the world. For these things I ask in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.